power. Get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we are going to the Voices from Zion today. I just want you to observe 1 minute prayer. Lord Jesus, speak to me. These Voices from Zion today. Ancient of Days, speak to me. Why not just observe that 2 minutes prayer? Lord, speak to me. Lord Jesus, speak to me. As we are going to the Word, I want to hear from you. In Jesus' glorious name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Higher, the Lord is lifting me today. Higher, the Lord is setting me on high, far above all nations of the earth, the first and not the last. The Lord is lifting me today. The Lord is lifting me, setting me on high. I see Him lifting me today. Yes, the Lord is lifting me, setting me on high. I see Him lifting me today. Amen. Hallelujah. Joshua, you are students. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the Voices from Zion will be taken today. It's titled, What to Hate. Many of us, you may feel like you have already know what to hate. What to hate? Is it not this thing that Uncle used to say? Is it not to sex before marriage? Not to lie? Not to? No. Praise the Lord. I'm not a marriage counselor. Amen. So, what to hate? You need to learn it. There are things to hate. There's an all-time, never outdated prayers and all-important required prayers. Each living being need to always pray for oneself. And that prayer is actually what to hate. So in this place today, you have to learn what to hate. It is one thing to know what to do, and it is entirely another thing to do it exactly. Many minds are full of right words. Many minds are full of right words. Everybody that is here, I want you to bring out the Voices from Zion we are using. We are going to take the reading together so that we can wrap up on time. Because we want to do thanksgiving, our praise. Hallelujah. Now, let's read along. Many minds are full of right words, loaded with the right thing to do, but never attempted doing it once. So many people are thinking of, I know what to do. But they didn't do any of it. Hallelujah. This edition of Voices from Zion, titled What to Hate, is packaged for you to know the importance of what you have left undone and now to be serious with the fact of life and take the Word of God as the most valuable asset in life. So this Voices from Zion is actually written for all of us to know the importance of things we have left undone. What we left undone is so important, and we need not to leave it undone. So, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Let us read it together. Say, 1, 2, go. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. God is saying, I hate all of these things I mentioned. He's saying, I hate it. Say, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So if you have fear of God, you will hate anything evil. You will hate pride and arrogancy and the evil way. You know, there are several ways to get things done. There are several ways to get money. Also, there's an evil way to get money. There is evil way to get money. You see, and the forward mouth means the mouth that is not straight. Negative and positive mouth. Hallelujah. contrary mouths. Mouths that they say this, they say something else. What to hate? Whenever the Spirit of God comes upon anyone, that person will be comfortable with the things of God. I hate the things of the flesh that edifies not. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will like to pray. You will like to be humble. You will like to do the things of God. But you will hate things that are not of God. You will hate things that does not bless. Because the Spirit of God inside of you. The Spirit of God sponsors the love of God within a believer. It sponsored the love of God in a believer. It makes it easy for any believer to live a holy life. And also bring anyone that surrender to Christ above the controls of the flesh. And even the devil. So it's only a child of God that can tell Satan to get lost. Only the child of God can cancel the operation of Satan. If you are not a child of God, you submit to Satan. Whether directly or indirectly, you are submitted to Satan. Because you don't have any power against Satan. The only power we have against Satan is the power of God. God is above him. So when you receive Jesus into your life, you will also go above Satan. Let somebody say, I'm going above Satan today. Now let's read on. One, two, go. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will become another man. That is in the book of 1 Samuel 10, verse 5. Let's take it. I'm not hearing your voice. Let's read this one together. I want to go. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost come on you, you'll be turned to another man. Another person entirely. No more used to be. You'll become a delicate person. Before, if they call your name in the calabash, you will wake up with pain in your body. But now that you have Holy Ghost, when they call your name inside calabash, you will not even know if anybody has called you. And they will be suffering for calling you. Because Holy Ghost is the one fighting for you. Amen. That means without encountering the Spirit of God, you can't live a holy life. Neither can you be perfect. You need the Holy Spirit to live a good life. The following scripture says more. You can read the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 48. It says we should be perfect. Let's quickly open our Bible to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, 15 and 16. I want somebody to follow us. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 15, 16. Are we in 1 Peter? Are we there? Read it loud.
For as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
Yes.
Be ye holy, for I am holy.
Amen. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. I want us to look at this. Be ye holy in all manner of conversation. When you are with the girls, when you are with the guys, what are those things you see? If you see the backside of that girl, it's like Olumorok. It's filthy conversation. There are some things that people of the world are saying. Because you are a child of God, you cannot say it again. And you have to distance yourself from those who are saying it. Don't grieve for anybody. Anything you can do to get money, just do it and get money. They are filthy conversation. Because the Bible says, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. So there are things you can't say again. Your word must not appraise evil things. Romans 5, I say, the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. Our heart is filled with the love of God. So in the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9, it says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. The seed is the word of God. Those of us that are born again, the word of God is inside of us. So that makes it difficult for us to sin. Hallelujah. You know, during this week, I was talking with once a drug addict. This man, we were chatting together, and one of our big pastors in our church came with us in our conversation. Then they call him Oga, one of the big pastors, amen. So I was now trying to learn from them and to also add my own. So this is what they were saying. There's no way you will be on drug and you will not womanize.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
And there's no way you'll be drinking, you'll be smoking, that you will not womanize. But they go together. If you are the type that you are drinking this and drinking that, all those hot drinks, say you will womanize. So I was asking them, one of these brother that in our, this my friend that was in, he said, I have been there. He said, I deal with cocaine, heroin, and other hard drugs. He said, because when you take those things, you'll be high. And you'll be looking for a woman around. You'll be high. So you can't be a drug addict and not be a womanizer. They go hand in hand. You can't be smoking all those things that they are smoking and then you will not womanize. So this is where it is so difficult for somebody who is in Christ to marry somebody outside of Christ. If a man is on drug or alcoholic drink, don't deceive yourself. His wife cannot satisfy him. Hallelujah. He will look for somebody outside. Hallelujah. But because we have the seed of God in us, because we are born again, we cannot drink all those kind. Hallelujah. We cannot say those words people are saying. Jesus Christ has made us a new person. So if anybody is struggling with alcoholism, you are struggling with womanizing, Jesus can set you free. Jesus can set you free. Jesus can set you free. How to receive the Holy Spirit? How to receive the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit differentiates Christians from other humans on earth to make them the praise of God and glory to behold. So once the Holy Spirit enters your life, you will be different from every other person. You will be a special person. In the book of 1 Peter 2 verse 9, Bible says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So it means you are different. You are no more from your generation. Because Bible says you are now a chosen generation. In case your name, your father's name is Ayodele, you are no more from Ayodele's family. You are now a chosen generation. In case your forefathers are slaves, you are now a royal priesthood. You are not just royal, you are a royal priesthood. Now, in case the nation you came from is a very bad country, and then they know them for fraud, you are no more part of them the day you give your life to Christ. You are now holy nation. You are now holy nation. You are a peculiar people. You are changed, and you should be showing forth the praise of God. You are no more in darkness, so you are now in the marvelous light of God. So you can receive the Holy Ghost at salvation. Grow in it by continuous fellowshipping with the saints. And also grow in it to manifestation by thirsting for endowment of God's power. So you can grow in the power of Holy Ghost by looking for more power of God, by thirsting for more of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I used to, each time I saw people that are lame, that are blind, begging for money. People on wheelchair, begging for money. I don't give them money. Tomorrow I will not. I will only pray for them. I don't want them to remain in that condition. I was at a motor park. All kind of people were coming to me to beg. I didn't give them. When I saw somebody that I know this one really needed, he has 2 hands, 2 feet. I know he has challenge. I gave him. The help I can do for you on wheelchair is to pray for you that you rise. I used to feel their pain. How will somebody be confined to a chair and they are now pushing him all around? You know, if you begin to thirst for that I want the blind to see, I want the sick to be healed, and you begin to pray, Holy Ghost power will well up inside of you and you will start doing it unknowingly to yourself. If you don't thirst for that, you will not be able to be used for it. Whenever somebody is sick, how do you feel? Do you feel that you pray for the person and the person be healed? If you feel like that, Holy Ghost will come up inside of you. And very soon, you will be laying your hands on the sick and they will recover. So that is other way for us to increase in the power of God. Hear me. God is out here to pour his spirit upon you to make you comfortable with yourself. There are people that are not comfortable with themselves. For no just reason, they hated themselves. They felt like, why did I come to this world, self? Somebody should just die and go. The trouble of this world is too much. When the Holy Ghost comes inside of you, you will be comfortable with yourself. Whether you have thousands or millions, or you don't even have anything, you will be comfortable. Because he who that has Holy Spirit, he say he that is in you is much more than he that is in the world. Money is in the world. Fame is in the world. God is bigger than all that. So let that God enter your life. Let God enter your life and it will make you comfortable. The absence of Holy Spirit connotes outer and gross darkness. If you don't have Holy Spirit, it is going to be confusion and unending frustration. In fact, of a higher order. You will not rest in your mind. You will always be running around. Now, we have all kinds of teaching these days. Even if a therapist work on you, if they teach you how to ease your stress, as long as you don't have Holy Spirit, you will always need their service. The greatest therapist is the Holy Spirit. Every one man that doesn't have the Holy Spirit in him, hear me today, that person is suffering. Hallelujah. In our language, Yoruba, there's what they call ifura logun agba. That if something bad wants to happen, you just feel it. You feel that something bad is coming. That's why Christianity is above that. Being a Christian, you are above the elders. Holy Spirit may not even give you any feeling. Holy Spirit will just tell you, so thing is about to happen. Last week, the Lord told me, he mentioned about 10 persons to me. He said, I shall have nothing to do with them again. Because he has prepared a great place for me. He wants Ayonimai to go around the world. He said, but all these people I mentioned to you have nothing to do with them. They are very close people to me. They are not my relations, but they are friends. He said, have nothing to do with them. There is no Ifura Logun Agba that can do that one for you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit can speak to you because it's inside of you. Hallelujah. When they were saying that, and when they told us that one nonsense animal ran into this compound, I was at home, I was thinking about it. So I just stopped thinking about it. Later on, the Spirit of God gave me an insight. He said that a beast was running. They wanted to kill it. They threw things at it. They do all kinds of things. It did not die. He managed himself and entered Jesus' house. And they could not find it anymore. Does that not give some people sense? That if death is pursuing you, the moment you run into this house, death cannot catch you again. And I started laughing at him. Look at the interpretation of Holy Spirit. That no matter what is pursuing you, the moment you enter this place, that death has to go back. People were so many, they want, and they couldn't kill it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If it did not enter this place, would they kill it or not? They will kill it. So whatever is pursuing you, the moment you have entered here, that thing cannot kill you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I say evil beasts came to take cover. Hallelujah. Amen. No devil can touch you. When you are with God, no evil can touch you. Hallelujah. If you can call on God now, he will baptize you in his spirit. Even now. It is noted that the Holy Spirit enhances our deep understanding of God's word. It will help you to understand the word of God. It makes our access to the word's worth, value, and virtue easier. Many people, when they read Bible, they don't gain anything there. But if the Holy Spirit is given space in your life, anytime you read the Bible, you will gain value from it. You will gain virtue from it. There's one of these great evangelists of this world. He's gone to glory now. He was reading Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And something entered him from that scripture. And he went out and was healing the sick. This man was laying hands on people that are on wheelchair and they came out. You see, it's because the man has Holy Spirit. So he can gain the virtue of the word. So if you have the Spirit of God, you gain value and virtue from the word. Hallelujah. Let somebody say, I will receive virtue today. So He grants us access into the hidden treasure of the world. He grants us access to the hidden. Are you getting it? Hidden. Let me take it again. He grants us access into the hidden treasure of the world. The Holy Spirit ignites the word on our soul, making us confident and strong, handling the tough situation of life.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website, www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.